The International Atomic Energy Agency organized a training course for medical experts on the use of a technique for quick detection of the Zika virus. The RT-PCR detection technique is a nuclear-derived technique that allows for a quick and precise result from a collected sample. More than 30 doctors, epidemiologists, microbiologists and laboratory technicians from Latin America, the Caribbean and Africa were at the IAES labs in this two-week-long training course. Laura Garcia is a doctor in molecular biology working at Uruguay.
Well, it's the main technique that can be used to detect the virus, because it detects not the antibodies produced by the patient, but the nucleic acids from the genome of the virus. So it's direct diagnostic.
Genes are the building blocks of life, and the RT-PCR diagnostic technique is used to amplify the genes of the virus. After this, the scientists check if the genes from the sample matches the Zika virus. The whole process requires only 3 hours and has been used to detect other diseases too. Octavio Fernandez is a Brazilian medical doctor working at DASA, a Brazilian-based medical diagnostic company.
It is being used for many, many, many diseases. HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, cytomegalovirus, several other viruses, and even for other bacterial and parasitic diseases, and also for environmental purposes and for animal diseases.
The quick and accurate diagnosis of the Zika virus is crucial, as Zika has similar symptoms as the dengue fever. The RT-PCR technique was also taught to participants of those countries that haven't had reports of the Zika cases. This is done to prepare them for possible outbreak. Laura Garcia.
As you know, I live in Uruguay. We don't have already any autochthonous Zika virus cases, but we have foreign cases. We are in South America, between Brazil and Argentina, and we have to be prepared for what is coming, that because we have the Aedes aegypti vector, so we have dengue now, and we will have Zika in the spring.
The course is based on the IAEA's effort to assist member states to deal with the Zika outbreak. The IAEA has already provided RT-PCR machines to the Latin America and Caribbean countries. The IAEA has also informed countries that they can control mosquitoes through the sterile insect technique, which is a form of pest control. This is Steve Thatchett, reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.